Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What happens when your collecting turns into an addiction? This might be the most important video episode that I've ever done on this channel. And so I hope that everybody that's following is going to listen to the entire interview that I do with Alex Efron from Collectors MD. Now, if you don't know who that is, he just did a podcast episode with Jeff Wilson on The Jeff Wilson Show. Collectors MD is all about support for people that are dealing with either collection addiction, gambling addiction, or just you're just out of control with how many breaks or packs or boxes you're buying, and you've lost the fun out of collecting. All of these cards, they don't really mean anything unless you give them meaning. Otherwise, they're just cardboard. They're just photos of men, and we know that. This hobby can be fun, but there's also a danger. And so that's why I hope that you will pay attention to this interview, because if this changes anyone's life, then it was well worth it. Here's the interview with Alex Efron.
What do you see as the big problem right now with the hobby?
Right. So the biggest problem in the hobby right now is that line between collecting and gambling is just completely blurred, right? There are a handful of things that are contributing to this. First and foremost being the break culture and chase mentality that's been sort of established by influencers, the manufacturers, the platforms. Instead of building collections, right, like we used to, many people are just hooked on high-risk, casino-like environments where the focus is just all about ripping packs, chasing short printed hits, flipping cards as fast as they possibly can for a quick profit, right? It conditions people, especially kids and new individuals that are just joining the hobby. And so to believe the hobby, you know, is all about odds and outcomes rather than meaning and joy is a dangerous thing. And so there's also the predatory platforms and the lack of regulation, the apps, the breakers, even major companies like, you know, Fanatics and Panini. A lot of these conglomerates have really leaned into this gambling-like model without real consumer protections, right? So there are no guardrails.
The truth is, unfortunately, that's the only way they can make billions of dollars if they don't lean into this. So from your perspective, how did this affect you personally for you to go, you know what, I've got to do something?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I just want to, you know, kind of close my thought on, because I want to set that foundation, because there are a few other things to touch on there. You know, I think the predatory platforms and the lack of regulation, specifically as it pertains to guardrails, accountability, transparency, odds, fairness, or even how, you know, just money is handled in general. All of this is sort of being done very, very recklessly, right? And so
I
this
want
all
to,
leads to.
and I want to agree with you on that. And I actually, let me make it clearer for my audience and anybody that actually watches this. Everything you're saying is absolutely true. Anybody that's watching this, everything that he is saying is absolutely true. What we also need to be aware of, which is the reason why I wanted you on, is there's never going to be regulation. This is going to be a completely unregulated industry. You are going to be susceptible. The people who make these cards want to turn you into gamblers. They want you to be addicted. That's their goal. This is way worse than cigarettes. This is predatory. They want to be predatory. They're using psychology against you. Therefore, that's why I think what you're doing is so important, because we are all completely exposed, and no one is ever going to save us or help us or provide us with any support. We are on our own. So that's why I think what you're doing is so important, because if we don't take care of ourselves, we're in trouble.
So everything that I'm talking about, it's leading to things like financial and emotional fallout, right? Collectors are just getting pulled into these cycles where they're overspending, they're just constantly chasing losses, and they're really comparing themselves to others, especially the influencers and the YouTubers and the big breakers who are just constantly creating these highlight reels and hits of the day and things like that. And so people are just losing themselves. It leads to debt, it leads to stress, shame, in some cases, just exiting the hobby altogether because it stops being fun. And so there's this sort of lost culture of collecting, and the emphasis on the hits and the comps has just, taken over the original spirit, which was connection, nostalgia, personal meaning, community. Collectors are now made to feel like if they're losing, if they don't pull that monster, that case hit, that lottery ticket, it's game over. When in reality,
Correct.
there should be no losing if you're collecting with intention, which is our mantra, what we always say. So at its
Right.
core, the problem is in the ecosystem that is designed to exploit impulse rather than nurture passion, right? So that's
Absolutely.
why something,
And that's by design. Again, the boxes, the new wax, the companies themselves want all of the base cards to be worthless so that you don't want them, so you don't collect. They want you to chase after gambling addiction so that you're going after the numbered cards, the patch cards, the RPAs, the 101s, and the odds and the lottery and the sweepstakes aspect of all this. That's what they want.
And I
So,
appreciate you giving me the opportunity to sort of lay
yeah.
that foundation so I can sort of segue into why Collectors MD exists, why we matter. And so
Yeah.
it's sort of to recenter the hobby on support, sustainability, and purpose. So the reason, we started Collectors MD is because, I saw something that was missing, something that was dangerous in the hobby. And, I've been in the hobby long enough now where I've gathered my own personal sort of opinions and based on my lived experience. And so, I went through the cycle myself. Collecting turned into just this compulsive ripping. Ripping turned into more chasing. Chasing turned into financial and emotional fallout. And so I saw firsthand, I know firsthand what it feels like to lose that sense of control, to feel that pull of, just one more box, just one more
Right.
rip, and the shame that follows and the regret that you feel the next day. And that experience, just really gave me a lot of clarity, right? So I feel strongly that the hobby needed a space where people could talk openly about all of this without judgment.
I think
So
that's, I honestly, and I think that's what I hope my audience. So I created this channel to do what you're talking about. I don't know how to do what you guys did, and I think it's great. And I want to actually talk about like what actually happens in the group so people feel more safe to go, you know what, I should check this out. But my story, and I've got now close to 300 videos talking about the problems with the hobby and how to psychologically and mentally put yourself in a better mindset. I don't have the addiction problem, although I did see the sports card dad actually admitted, and I thought that was amazing. It's his most viral video that he admitted, I have an addiction problem, and he almost destroyed his whole family
A
over it.
lot of people have.
And I've seen Reddit posts as well where people have gone way too far into this. And every time I see people at card shows and they ask me, they're like, if I'm spending money, like, what should I? And I'm like, first of all, stop buying. First of all, just stop. I think you got to get a handle on it and mindset. I'm the son of a card hoarder. So I had 8 million cards by 1991. I've been in this hobby for 40 years.
I saw your video that you shared with me about son of the card hoarder, and I think that was really well done and well articulated. And I think, Doc, you're doing a fantastic job of spreading the message and putting this out there, because the conversation, these conversations have been happening sort of behind closed doors, behind the scenes, and it hasn't been brought to the forefront. There's been no pressure applied to the conglomerates until now. And so that's what we're trying to do with Collectors MD. And I think we still have a lot of work to do, and a long way to go to get to where we want to be, and to help the number of individuals that are going through these things that we're talking about. They're struggling with burnout and mental and emotional
Absolutely. And
anxiety, depression. It's
that's why
really serious. This is.
it's very serious, which is why I want to get into. So if somebody goes to Collectors MD right now, what's the first thing they can expect? And how, because again, the most important thing I think right now, long term, is dealing with the manufacturers, dealing with them and breakers and but for right now, people who are anyone who is, even if you don't even admit that you have an addiction issue, maybe you're just spending a little too much money and you're like, why am I doing this? Go to Collectors MD. What's the first thing they can expect from the website?
So if someone were to be introduced to Collectors MD right now, with no knowledge or understanding of what we are and what we're doing, here's what it would feel like, straight up. No corporate fluff, just straight up from a new member that we're introducing into our community. They'd find a real community of collectors who get it, people who have felt the same pull of ripping packs late at night, the same pit in the stomach after overspending, the same guilt of hiding packages from family. All these things we've all done, right? Not you, Doc. I know you mentioned that you don't have the problem of addiction, which is great, but the fact that you
I have the
are
problem of getting rid of stuff. Yes. I just I
You're a
hoard
hoarder.
it and I have problems getting rid of it. Although again, I've gotten rid of 7.5 million cards over the last decade.
That's incredibly impressive. It's also staggering. I mean, I've probably sold, handled, bought, whatever the case may be, millions of cards over the last 5 years or so. But to be able to track that is really interesting. So anyway, the real difference with Collectors MD is you don't have to explain yourself. Everyone already understands. And so we run weekly peer support meetings every Wednesday night. That's something we would introduce, this individual to. Video is optional. You can share what's on your mind, or you can just sit back, listen, and realize that you're not alone. Nobody's keeping score. It's not therapy. I'm not a licensed therapist or a doctor. It's just merely support. And sometimes support means being in the room while others tell the stories you've been too afraid to admit out loud. We always say you have to heal in community. We have to heal in community. We can't heal by ourselves. We also put out content. So we have daily reflections, which are essentially quick journal entries. They're quick reads that feel like, a reset button for your mindset, things you can carry with you when the urge to rip comes up, or when you need a reminder that collecting can and should be intentional, not compulsive. We also have a daily group chat, which is extremely active. We're at like 40 plus members now. These folks are encouraging each other. They're sharing their wins. They're venting over their setbacks, which, relapse is a huge part of the journey. And we get that, we accept that, and we are with those people. Or they're just being there in real time when someone needs to be talked down from buying into that next break. It's a really great
That's honestly,
foundation and
that's
rock,
great. It's great. And hopefully,
right?
yeah, and hopefully everybody that's listening right now, and just one, you're very sincere, you're very passionate about this, and you're being honest.
Right.
The honesty is honest is where I come from. I created this whole channel, and everything I put out is just about honesty. Whether people like it or not, it's just raw and honest. What you're
I
doing
appreciate that.
is about that, which is why when I saw you on Jeff Wilson's show, I went, I need to talk to him. Because
I appreciate you reaching out.
and I
And
understood what you're trying to do with Jeff, but he runs a business and
right.
he can't make money unless gambling exists. He just
Well,
can't.
there is something to be said there. And there is one last thing I want to mention regarding
Okay, go ahead.
Collectors MD. That's really important, a key takeaway. We're here to tell you, we're not here to tell you to quit collecting.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We don't want to cancel the hobby or cancel break culture altogether. Collectors MD is simply here to remind you why you started to, and it's to make sure the hobby feels like joy, which is what it should be, not a burden, right? Not a nuisance. And sometimes the first step is just showing up. So with that being said,
I
go
appreciate
ahead.
no, I appreciate that message. It's so important. And so here's what I would like, if possible. So what I think, I hope that everyone who is even on the margin, if you're just like, you know what, I'm just not in control of how much I spend, or I go to the store, I see the box, and I'm like, oh, I should get that box. Join Collectors MD. Only because I think the reset, the mindset, the mentality of being in control of what you decide to do is so important. And I'm
Right.
glad that you said that, because it's not about getting rid of the hobby. It's not about complaining either. It's about doing things with intention. I want to buy a box because I want to buy the box, not because I'm chasing, not because I want the hit. I try to communicate these ideas to my audience that you really should, if you buy a box, a modern box, you should know at going in, you're never going to get a hit.
Yeah.
So just buy the box because you want the cards.
Right. Yeah, that's really well said. I think a lot of people go into it with the mindset where they just want that big hit. They want the obviously they want the card that's going to help pay for the box and then some, but they also want the acceptance and the acknowledgement of the breaker and the chat and the camaraderie that comes with this culture. And a lot of those people might not even realize that's what they're subconsciously looking for
And
validation.
Collectors MD, because it's a community, you will
You will
get the
get that
same
validation.
feeling without losing all your money.
That's a great
Which,
point, Doc. I appreciate you saying that.
yeah.
I do want to go back to what
Okay.
you brought up about, Jeff Wilson and Fanatics and whatnot and all these companies that are, ultimately in it for revenue, right? And I personally believe that the hobby can coexist with gambling like mechanics, break culture, but only if it's honest about what's what and if collectors are given the tools to protect themselves. Right now, there are no safeguards that exist. And so here's what it would take for coexistence, two realities to coexist, for it to actually be safe. Number one would be clear lines. Okay. The industry needs to stop blurring the language. Breaking is gambling, and everyone knows it. Label it, regulate it, and give consumers the information they need, the odds, the risks, the disclosures, the warnings, the resources, so people can choose with eyes open instead of being sold entertainment. Okay. Number two is real guardrails. Casinos and sports books have self-exclusion tools, deposit limits, responsible play disclaimers, and messaging. Those
I'm
things exist for a reason.
well I'm gonna one so here's a couple things I want to do at the end. So I have some background. So I have 10 years in politics as well as over 20 years in education, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that I would love to be able to do with your community and group towards those back end stuff. The
Okay.
first thing that you haven't even said, and you didn't say it on Jeff Wilson's show, because I think it's sort of like an assumption. The biggest issue is that it's illegal for children to gamble.
Yeah, I mean, I
So
did bring it up on Jeff Wilson's show.
you want to talk about a
I
lottery?
didn't use the word illegal, but I said it's,
Well, no,
and
it's
I actually
illegal
clipped
for
it in
children to
a
gamble.
video
You're, if you're
today.
under 21, you're not allowed in a casino.
Right. But the problem is, in order to make it illegal, we need to create clear lines. We need to like
Well,
set
I've actually, so just to give you, so on my channel, and I have said this a couple times. So again, it's not widespread because I just surpassed 2,500 subscribers. So I'm not big. But in order to have the guardrails that you're talking about, we need two separate types of products. We need to go back to traditional WACs, which is series one, series two, where there are no lotteries in there. It's just base. You can have some short prints or inserts, but it's primarily base. And then you have higher end product, which is your sweepstakes and your odds, which is so that there's a known entity, especially for parents, that it's like, this is the kid stuff, and then this is the gambling, this is the adult stuff.
Right.
Because right now,
I feel like they
everything
tried
is
to do
together.
that. They've tried to do that. They've tried to create a separation between hobby product and retail product. To your point.
But that's not a separation. That's called making an excuse. Everybody knows
Sure.
what's going on.
I'm in
You
agreement
can't.
with you.
Yeah.
I'm
When it
just telling
comes
you
to
like what we've heard
and
from.
the only way that's ever going to happen is if we get the government involved. That's the only
Right.
way
And
that's
there
happening.
are folks in our community that are actually involved in all sorts of there's a case that is currently open in there's a class action in California.
Okay.
I won't go into too much detail, but
Yeah, but I will put it this way. If you have anybody in your community, and I'll put this out to everybody in my community, if anybody works in government, I can actually help you write legislation, because that's what I used to do, write legislation to get this into law. And this is a win-win. There's not a politician that'll be like, yeah, we want to screw kids. No. They're going to protect kids. The problem is that the people who we want to reach are not in the hobby. Politicians don't collect cards. Politicians don't care about anything that we're doing. This is a fringe right now, even though Fanatics is trying to 10x the hobby, and it has grown. But the majority of people in the United States have no idea what we're talking about, which is also why anybody that's watching this, go to Collectors MD. I'm putting the link in the description. Go there, join. It's a community where you can get the feeling of being part of it. It's got chat, it's got weekly sessions, it's got where you can talk about cards without losing your shirt. You don't have to pay money to be part of something.
Right.
And that's what Collectors MD can do, and I think this is really positive for everybody. Again, the episode or the video I just put out, because this will probably go out next week. So the episode I did a few days ago for you guys, I talked about like the positivity in the hobby where people wanted to be gatekeepers. We don't need gatekeepers. What we need is support. We need people who look out for each other. This is a team. And if we take a team approach to it where everybody says, hey, are you okay? Hey, it's okay. You don't need to buy that box. Why don't you come? Why don't you go to a session? Why don't you talk to other collectors and other people that are in the hobby who are like, you know what? I spent $1,000. Why did I do that? And one of the things that I try, and you know, I'm open to doing I don't know if you do guest spots within the community, but I like to at least have people understand that just look at the dollar amount. If you buy two blasters at retail, that's $50. If you just took that $50 and bought the one or two cards you want, you'd be so much happier and you wouldn't have wasted your money.
Of course, but people want the thrill of the chase. That's what they're seeking, and that's
what
they
the
get when they open sealed wax. Right.
That's the addiction.
If you look at it black and white, of course, that makes the most sense, but people would rather hit the card than buy the card. There's two things I want to bring up. One, as it pertains to the legal side of the hobby, things like regulation, gambling laws, enforcement. That's not necessarily our lane at Collectors MD. We advocate for those things, but you know, I'm not like an attorney or a lawmaker. Or, you know, there are advocacy groups who are much better positioned to tackle that fight. Our focus is a little bit different. We're here for the collector who's hit a wall. The person who wakes up realizing the fun has slipped into compulsion, or who feels the stress of, you know, overspending and hiding packages from loved ones, all the things we talk about. We're not drawing up legislation. We're not, you know, we're just trying to help people reset, find accountability, find healthier habits right now. The legal and structured or structural reform conversations are really important, and we welcome others to lead them. But Collectors MD exists for the human side, for recovery, support, and community, because while laws might change someday, and hopefully they do, collectors need help today. So we can't just, you know, sit back and wait. We need to address this head on, immediately, right now, and that's what we're doing. And the other thing I wanted to talk about is how Collectors MD is you brought up a good point. You know, this is a group effort. Collectors MD has never been just about me, Alex Efron, as the face of Collectors MD or anything like that. You know, I'm not an egotistical person at all. It's always been about the group. The whole point is that it's a peer support effort. When people come into our meetings, they aren't walking into a lecture or listening to one person talk to them. They're stepping into a circle where everyone's voice matters, where listening is just as important as sharing. And some weeks, you know, a member story or reflection might hit harder than anything I could have ever written myself. Other weeks, you know, it's the quiet presence of someone just showing up that makes all the difference, right? So the power of Collectors MD is all in the collective. It works because we're all in it together. We're trading honesty for honesty, accountability for accountability. So it's not my movement. It's not my company. It's our movement. So I want to make that really clear.
I'm glad that you said that. And so here's the thing that I want to end with this. And again, I appreciate all the time. I want to make sure that anybody that's watching this, listening to this, understands that real impact of if you are buying packs weekly, monthly, you just have this routine. Again, I'm working on a book of trying to help fix the violent nature of schools. And the problem that we have as human beings is once we get into routine, it's very difficult to get out of it. And what addiction does is it creates a routine that you can't break. And what you can, even if you even feel it a little bit, go to Collectors MD, just so you know, like Alex said, you're not alone. You are not alone. Just go and just be a part of it. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything. Just know that if you do get into trouble, you can just kind of like, all right, you know what? I got to deal with this now. Because the last thing, certainly that I want, and it's obviously the reason why you started Collectors MD, is I don't want someone to get themselves in so deep that they don't know what to do anymore. That's the danger. That's the danger that I see, and I don't want. I want people to know that you're okay. You're in this with other people. hopefully you can get control over what's happening and then bring your loved ones into this, because support needs to be more than one person. So
Right.
it's not just Collector's MD and I'm done. No. Collector's MD is part of a whole plan. You'll have Collector's MD as a community support group. You have to then bring in some loved ones and say, look, I'm dealing with this. And they can then provide you with more support. But I think that in terms of the entire program, I think Collector's MD should be in everyone's conversation as to, and even if you don't have addiction, even if you're just somebody who's like me, who's like, you know what, I have difficulty letting go of stuff. I think joining makes sense because it is about community. And this is a community of people who love cards just like you. They're the same as you, even if you don't have a problem. And so, therefore, if you don't, you can also provide support to someone who does. And that way, especially if it grows big enough, there can be these sub chapters within each state and which in each
That's what
location.
we're working towards. We're
That
actually
would
rolling
be great.
out. We're rolling out the Collector's MD location in Colorado in the coming weeks, which is really exciting. I'm actually based in Jersey, so just spreading presence across the country on the West Coast is just it's really really terrific thing. So I have a few things, Doc, that I
Yes, go
want to
ahead.
share. First of all, thank you so much for the support. Truly. Grateful and humbled by all the kind things that you're saying about what we're doing. One thing I want to bring up is one of the biggest issues collectors have faced for years, if not decades, whether it's sports cards, Pokemon cards, or any other chase-driven collectible. It could be sneakers, it could be watches, handbags, NFTs, digital packs or loot boxes in gaming, right? They've all sort of felt like when they're struggling, this sense of isolation. People were sitting alone in their rooms, ashamed and embarrassed to admit that what started as a hobby had turned into something that felt more like an addiction. They weren't just, hiding purchases from their loved ones, their spouses, their family members. They were hiding the truth from themselves, convinced nobody else could possibly understand, right? That shame kept people quiet for far too long. And in that silence, the cycle only got worse and worse, especially as break culture was introduced. No community, no accountability, no safe outlet. It was just people struggling behind closed doors. And trust me when I tell you, and I know you know this, but to your audience, there are thousands and thousands of people who have this problem. What's changed now is that Collectors MD exists. The moment we built a space where people could talk openly, something started to shift in the hobby. Suddenly, collectors started coming out of the woodwork. People maybe you wouldn't even expect. Maybe some big time collectors that have a really, really strong presence and voice in the hobby. And we're very private and confidential, so we don't share the names of members who join our meetings. But what I can tell you is that there have been a handful of people who have joined us who are well known in the hobby. So, they come out and they're sharing their stories for their first time, realizing all along they weren't alone, and the floodgates started to open, not because the problem was new, but because finally there was a safe, stigma-free place for people to be honest about it. And so that's the power of community. That's the power of today's digital day and age, today's modern social environment. We're able to offer things that we weren't able to offer years ago, like a virtual meeting where people can meet from across the world, right? So we're proving every week that when shame breaks, connection begins. And once people connect, recovery can become possible. The
It's
other thing I wanted to,
so
sorry, go ahead.
just on one point, and because this is so key for anybody that's listening, you said it's powerful, but that's because it's empowering. The minute you speak
Right.
or listen to someone else that's going through something that you are going through, it empowers you. So if you're on the bubble, you're like, I don't know, should I get involved or not?
Right. And that's
There's
what I want to
no
get into
harm. There's
next.
no harm in joining. You can
Right.
join, you can go, you cannot, like, it will only help. It can't hurt.
Right.
That's the. That's
completely
the best
free.
thing about Collector's MD, which is why I was like, you know what? This is only positive if we're really talking about positivity. What you're doing is a net positive. There is no
Correct.
downside. The only downside is, like you said, the silence and doing it in isolation. So what you're
Correct.
doing is really fixing that. So go ahead.
Yeah.
Last comment. We have about 2 minutes.
Yeah, Doc, I appreciate it. I also like what you said about, folks who might not have a problem or might not necessarily be struggling with addiction can and should also get involved. We actually talk about this quite a bit in our meetings, in our recovery. There are actually two main lanes, and both are completely valid, and they both can coexist. For some people, the sustainable choice is abstinence. That means stepping away completely, no breaks, no boxes, no apps, no buying, none of that. It's
Right.
like closing the casino door for good, or sealing the bottle, throwing it away. That's it. For these collectors, every rip is just too risky. Every just one more pack is just too tempting. It's too much of a slippery slope. And so abstinence isn't about, punishment. It's about self-preservation. It's choosing peace over constant relapse. I personally self-excluded from gambling in the state of New Jersey, as well as New York and Pennsylvania. I can't gamble on these apps anymore. And I've found so much freedom in that. Like in that it was liberating because I no longer feel like I'm a slave to those apps. Now, obviously, we're talking about something entirely different where you can't actually do that. With that, I want to touch on recovery and how it looks for intentional collecting. Maybe
Okay.
people like you, people who are involved in the hobby, don't necessarily have a problem, but want to look at it through a different lens. And that doesn't mean going back to old habits. It means rebuilding a new relationship with the hobby. It's all about collecting with boundaries and purpose, focusing on cards or pieces that carry meaning, sticking to your budget, avoiding high-risk breaking, and finding joy in connection rather than the chase. It's not quitting the hobby. It's about reshaping it. So neither lane is inherently better than the other. Recovery isn't a one size fits all. It's not cookie cutter. What matters is honestly figuring out which lane is sustainable for you, which makes sense for you, and giving yourself permission to choose it without shame. And so at Collectors MD, we respect both paths because both are about the same thing, taking back control and rediscovering what collecting was supposed to feel like in the first place.
First place. Absolutely. I Alex, I can't begin to thank you enough for what you're doing. Again, it's a net positive. This for anybody that's thinking about how we can make the hobby more positive, Alex is doing it. And if you have any ideas on your own, like how else you could be more supportive, first of all, join Collectors MD. The more, the merrier. Honestly, the bigger it grows, the better the hobby gets, because this is a community that's going to actually help people. And then on the back end with the larger community, then you have influence. But at least the community starts from a good place. And that's the key, is right now, there is no community that has a positive center at its core, and Collectors MD does. So hopefully everybody is listening. Again, that Alex, thank you so much. I really
Course.
appreciate it.
Yeah, no, of course, Doc. I'm really glad to see what you're doing, and I'm glad we had the opportunity to connect. I again apologize for the sort of miscommunication we had in terms of scheduling this, but I'm really glad we got it locked in, and I'm excited to see the video go live and have you share this conversation with your audience, because I think it's one of the most, if not the most important conversation that people in this space need to be having right now. And the more that we can spread this message and get the word out there about what we're doing and why intentional collecting is so incredibly important, we're going to be able to, as a community, collectively create a healthier and more sustainable future for this hobby that we know and love.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.